But Jared, we're starting again with earnings out from the big box retailers. And let's start with Target, because this is an interesting one. If you look at the stock move right now, we're seeing a bit of a pullback there, despite a very strong quarter from Target. Another strong quarter with total revenue up 13% from a year ago. Comparable sales rose 12.7% for the quarter. E-commerce sales was up nearly 30%, but concerns around margin pressures appear to be weighing on this stock. And we did hear from CEO Brian Cornell saying on the call today that Target is trying to protect prices. Target's the one that's shouldering some of the high costs stemming from the supply chain bottlenecks. And that seems to be a bit of a concern, Jared, at least based on the stock move today.
Yeah, and let's pull up the Wi-Fi Interactive, because I'm looking at a year-to-date chart of Target, and it looks like we may have the makings of a potential double top here. So we got this move here that happened in the third quarter, then this little dip here, and now we're coming back down. Could simply be a trading range, but when you're coming off highs off with really bad news, and is it really that bad? Well, you have a 5% down day, probably going to get some more downside momentum and probably going to consolidate for a little bit here. I'm focusing on TJX. Now, this company is up over 8%, and you can see, I believe they took out this high here from August, and we take a look at the three-year performance. Really nice that they've been able to break out. So that's kind of what we're looking for when we see a trading range like we have for the entirety, basically, of 2021 until today. Now, they're not providing any financial guidance at this time. I think that's telling a lot of retailers, a lot of businesses that we're talking about simply will not be able to do that. But I do have a statement from the CEO. We saw robust trends throughout the quarter with comp sales exiting the quarter as strong as the beginning of the quarter. So that's just indicating, kind of hinting, that the fourth quarter results are going to be pretty good. And friend of the program, Simeon Siegel over at BMO, is saying about this, in addition to the strong sales beat, TJX continues to express confidence in availability of supply and validating our belief that fears of no inventory and no promotions across the sector are in fact misplaced. Supply chains are slowed down, not shut down. So they're moving product. It's moving a little bit slowly, but he's saying this is potentially triggering an opportunity for off-pricers. And in this case, it would be TJX Akiko.
And Jared, we're seeing TJX hit a new high in the session. Another stock that we're watching also hitting a new high is Lowe's here. Same store sales for the company grew by 2% in this most recent quarter. The company posted overall revenue of $22.9 billion, helped by those same store sales. But what I thought was kind of interesting here, Jared, we've been talking so much about this DIY boom that we saw during the pandemic, whether in fact these home improvement projects will stick around. Well, Lowe's now talking about the pros, the focus on the home pros, essentially as more and more people are going back to work. They're handing off the home improvement projects to those pros, and that's providing a lift for Lowe's. If you look at the numbers here, homeowners, we heard from the CEO in the release saying that the company's sales to pros rose 16% in this most recent quarter. And then they saw their sales on their website jump about 25%. So it feels like while the home fixing, the way in which homeowners are going about it, may be shifting a little, at the end of the day, it's adding up to a big boost still for Lowe's, Jared.
Yeah, that's right. And let's take a look at the chart one more time on the Wi-Fi Interactive. And this is a stock that's actually outperforming Home Depot, if ever so slightly. Home Depot's up just a little bit less year to date. But Lowe's spiked to a record high only yesterday, and that was off of the Home Depot results. So both of these companies expressing the trends in the market. I put my money with Brian Sozzi. He says he likes the Home Depot results a little better, but they're both very good. And we're seeing those average ticket prices keep up. Marching higher. And I think that has to do with those home improvement trends that you're noting, Akiko, especially with people returning to the office and not spending as much time at home.